Commons, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Hi there, gang. This is Ken Carpenter, taking Command Performance out on the leash again, as per your request, to Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. And this week, a note from Sergeant Jim Blaine and his buddies at APO 149 discloses that they have a very special girlfriend in Hollywood named Paulette Goddard. And it's not a bad girl for any outfit. The letter follows. Dear Command Performance, we're all crazy about Paulette Goddard and would like to take her out for an evening of dining and dancing. But unfortunately, we're a long way from the States, so here's the deal. How about getting Jack Benny, who we understand is a big spender, to take her out for us? Well, I never knew Jack was a big spender, but since no command is too big or too small, our magic microphone now picks up Mr. Benny as he rings Miss Goddard's doorbell in answer to this request.
Gosh, I'm nervous. I hope Miss Goddard is home. Why doesn't somebody answer the door? Oh, well, this will be a good chance to check my equipment. Let's see. I've got some flowers, my sen-sen, my kiss-me-in-the-dark necktie that lights up, and a pint of lipstick remover. Wow, what a night this is going to be.
Yes?
Good evening. Is Miss Goddard at home?
Oh, Jack, I'm so glad to see you. Come on in, sugar.
Now, none of that, baby. You know, you're cute, but I came to see Miss Goddard.
But I am Miss Goddard.
Oh, Paulette. Gosh, Paulette, I'm so excited. I thought you were your maid. Oh, I almost forgot. Here, I brought you some flowers.
Oh, they're beautiful. Where'd you ever get them? Dandelions.
Oh, my yard is full of them. And when they wither, Paulette, don't throw them away. They make wonderful wine.
Well, if you think I'm going to jump around barefoot in a bunch of dandelions, you're crazy.
I know what you mean. I got the yellowest feet in my neighborhood. Well, are you all set to go out on a date, Paulette?
Oh, yes, Jack, I'm all ready, but should I take some money along?
Oh, no, I should say not. Perish the thought.
Well, I was only asking.
Of course, it might be advisable to bring along a few dollars in case the zipper on my wallet sticks, you know. And then, too, you better bring along a little mad money.
Well, how about if I take $50? Will 50 tide us over?
Tide us over? Paulette, will you marry me?
Jack, get up off your knees.
Okay, give me a hand.
Come on, up you go.
Thanks. Now, where we go?
To a service station. You've got to have your oil changed.
Oh, I'll be all right. Well, let's hop in the car, Paulette.
Huh? I'll hop. You take it easy, Weezy.
Well, we're off. Well, we're almost there, Paulette. And this place we're going to really has wonderful music and food.
Oh, well.
Here, have another.
Jack, you're taking me out to dinner. I don't want another peanut butter sandwich.
Look, food is food, whether it's in a car or a restaurant.
But don't you understand? I'd like to have some hot food.
Well, why didn't you say so? I've got Frankfurters in the radiator.
I don't care if you've got cornbread in the carburetor. I want to go to a restaurant.
Okay. Gosh, all this trouble. Here's a place right up here. And believe me, it's a classy place, Walt. Look at that electric sign there.
Yes, I see it. B.S. Pulley's Blotto Grotto. Off limits. Jack? What does off limits mean?
No cover charge, I guess. Come on, let's go in. Hey, this is a real exclusive place, isn't it, Paulette?
What'd you say, Jack?
I said this is a real exclusive place.
Speak louder, I can't hear you.
I said this is a real exclusive place.
Hey, you, pipe down. This is an exclusive joint.
Why, it's our host, B.S. Pulley. Well, Pulley, how about a ringside table?
You want a table or a boot?
What's the difference?
With a boot, you get curtains.
Oh, curtains. Yeah. That'll be lovely. So continental and everything. Eh, Paulette?
Listen, lover boy, you better stay out in the open where you're safe.
Oh, well. All we want is a table for two, but it's so crowded here.
Don't worry. I'll make room for you. There you are. Table for two.
Gee, these seats are still warm. Come on, I feel like dancing.
No, thanks. My feet are killing me.
Not you. I mean Paulette.
Oh, Jack, I'd love to dance, but I think Miguelito Valdez is going to sing. He's out there on the floor now.
Well, that's all right. We can dance around him. Come on.
Sit down, you barracuda, or I'll bite your throat. The floor show is about to start. Ladies and gentlemen, the Latin American sensation, Miguelito Valdez.
Hakumba kumba 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 chiero bongo 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 fuero brigitie kumba bongo cero que se va ay bongo cero que se va Hakumbalaka bongo loka bongo fuero brigitie bongo cero bongo cero que se va bongo cero que se va. Suena así el bongo bomba y vuelve a repicar el bongo bomba. Acumba bongo 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 cumba bongo 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 cero brigitique va sonando la cumba cero bongo cero que se va ay bongo cero que se va Banquero,
You know, that singer sounded like the tobacco auctioneer there for a minute.
Oh, but that was beautiful. You know, Jack, Miguelito Valdez sings with such feeling and passion. I like all music. It does something to me. It seems to waft me into another world, a blue, hazy, romantic dream world. Ah, music.
Well, I must bring my violin over.
What's that got to do with music?
Plenty. You know, Paulette, I'm awfully glad the fellas overseas chose me as the guy to take you out. Gosh, being with you seems to waft me into another world. A blue, hazy, romantic dream world. As I look into your eyes, do you know what they say?
Yeah, let's eat.
Darn it, I left the sandwiches in the car. Oh, Pulley, Pulley.
Oui, monsieur.
Miss Goddard is hungry. Would you run out to my car and bring in that bag of sandwiches on the front seat?
What do you think this is, Griffin Park?
No, but I'm just not too sure about the food here.
What do you mean? Our food is filled with sanitation. It's untouched by human hands.
Untouched by human hands, eh?
Yeah, we got an ape for a cook.
An ape?
He's a cousin of mine, once removed and twice by the sheriff.
Jack, I think we'd better go someplace else.
Say, I know a cute little place down the street. You know, on the night they have Spanish food, the waitresses wear Spanish costumes. And on the night they have French food, the girls wear French costumes.
Well, don't expect that around here. We got raw oysters.
Well, I don't feel much like oysters. Haven't you got something fancy?
How about some nice breast of guinea hen?
Breast of guinea hen? Is it under glass?
What do you think? It's under a sweater.
I'll tell you what, Bully. Sounds a little like Fred Allen. I'm not kidding. Bully, just bring us some drinks now, will you?
Okay. How about trying our overseas egg cocktail?
Overseas egg cocktail?
Yeah. One drink and you're powdered.
I'll take a chance on that. How about you, Paulette?
Well, it sounds like a Mickey Finn, but it may be jolly.
Damn murder, lady.
And now to introduce the next act in the floor show. The gentleman from Indiana himself, singing the melody of some of his famous song hits, Hoagie Carmichael.
Every songwriter has written a song about the South, and I'm no exception. The song I wrote about the South is... Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Each day, Georgia, my honey, a song of you comes as sweet and clear, red moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, my pretty Georgia, pretty Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Well, you've all heard about the sad sack. You've heard about the hubba hubba, I know that. Well, here's one of mine called No More Toujours L'Amour with a little... Hoya, 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 hoya. Eager Beaver got him a 12-hour leave. Hoya, hoya, looking like Christmas, happy as New Year's Eve. Hoya, hoya, Eager Beaver found him a clinging vine. Pretty as a picture, gave her that Sunday shoving off Monday line. Hubba, 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 Eager Beaver taking her home at last. Hoya, hoya, look at that sad sack wooing her much too fast. She's soaring, locking the door. No more to your l'amour. Ain't it a shame you got the wrong dame, cause the night is damp. Damp, damp, he's overdue at camp. Tramp, tramp, and it's 22 miles from town. Hubba, 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 22 miles from town, boy. To those of you who saw the picture, The Have and Have Not, and weren't looking at Lauren Bacall, that was me at the piano behind the match. And the tune was a knocked-out ditty of mine called Hong Kong Blues. It's the story of a very unfortunate music man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. Got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked an old Chinese gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he say, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I begin to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet local man won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Of a very unfortunate music man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked an old Chinese gong.
That Hoagie Carmichael's certainly a talented fellow, isn't he, Jack?
Well, yes, of course, all of us good songwriters have to be.
Oh, well, I didn't know you wrote songs. What are some of your numbers?
Well, I wrote Run into the Roundhouse Nellie, The Brakeman Can't Corner You There. Kill that one. Then I wrote, She Works Down in the Laundry, But She Never Holds the Bag. Have you heard that one? Now, I've got a new novelty tune coming out.
Oh, well, what's that one called?
Be a Good Sardine, Junior, and Help Your Mother Out of the Can.
Hiya, folks. What's cooking? Hey, do you mind if I join the...
Oh, we certainly do.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Listen, Bud. But if I were you, I'd stop drinking.
Well, I'm celebrated. I've been taking the cure, and this is my last day.
Your last day?
Yeah. Just think, tomorrow liquor will disgust me. They think.
This guy's impossible. Come on, Paulette, let's dance.
All right.
Wait till I get my shoes on.
I might be safer if you leave them off.
Well, I'm all set. Come on, Paulette. Ah, this is wonderful. Floating around the floor like two zephyrs. We dance very well together, don't we, Paulette?
Yes, Jack. But why don't you leave for a while?
Well, you know these new steps better than I do. Ah, this is living.
Jack, I don't mind your smoking that cigar, but please watch where your ashes are falling.
Oh, pardon me, pardon me.
Now, all you dancers will get back to your tables and start spending some money. Our chant to Miss Jerry Sullivan will sing.
You get a lot of entertainment here, and the price is right, too.
Yes, up to now, it's practically a USO for you.
I'm willing to spend. Hey, waiter, waiter.
Yes, sir. Have you seen the man?
The men's what?
Oh, yeah, I mean, have you seen the man?
For goodness sake, singer.
Yeah, have you seen our menu? Our own special menu. And I wore a
Oh, I'm so hungry I could eat a cow.
Are you really? Waiter, have you got any cows?
Any cows?
Singer.
One meatball. Get no cows with one meatball.
Oh, give me that menu. I'll order myself. Now, let's see. I'll have some patty de foie gras, some juicy soise en tasse, avec souffle ragu de bouillabaisse. Have you got that, waiter?
Oh yes, some I can't sing in French.
What does all that mean in English, anyway?
It's sausage on a shingle.
Now, this place is awful. Let's go, Paulette.
Well, I got awful close to having dinner.
Oh, there'll be other nights.
Optimist.
Well, Paulette, we're on our way home.
Yep. Boy, am I going to raid the icebox.
Are you still hungry? I never saw such a stubborn girl.
Oh, well, it's been a nice evening anyway, Jack.
Yes, sir. Gosh, what a beautiful night. Look at that big yellow moon. What does it make you think of, Paulette?
Cheese. I'm starving.
Well, there's some sandwiches left in the bag. Why don't you take one?
You're sitting on them.
Oh. Yep. Sure has been a wonderful evening, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, here we are.
Was this my home?
Home nothing, sister. This is the Hollywood Hills.
Why, Jack Benny, what are you parking here for?
Now, listen, Paulette, don't try and act like Margaret O'Brien.
Oh, you silly, silly boy.
That's what you think, Paulette. You don't know a wolf when you see one.
Where's the wolf?
Right here beside you. Don't look out of the car.
Oh, Jack, you a wolf.
Yes, my lamb.
Well, and what's going on in this car?
Whoop, the cop. Let me do the talking, Paulette.
All right, you devil.
Come on now, speak up, you. What's the idea of parking up here at this hour of the night?
Well...
Oh, pardon me, mister. I didn't see you had your daughter with you.
This is not my daughter.
Say, wait a minute. Ain't you Jack Benny?
Look, I'm not Bob Hope.
I know that. He's parked around the corner.
That's a hopper. What does he think he is, a high school boy?
Well, you're not exactly Roddy McDowell, that is.
Listen, officer, I didn't come here to be insulted by you.
Just take it easy, Breezy. Now, by the way, if you need some vitamin pills, just honk your horn 3 times.
Thanks.
Well, good night, miss.
Good night.
And if you need me, just yell. Oh, and Benny, if you need me, you can yell, too.
Now, there's a wise guy if I ever saw one. All right, Paulette, you've been stalling long enough. Are you going to kiss me or not?
No, I'm not. Well, Jack, don't give up so easily. Stop the motor.
I thought you'd come around. Come on, pucker up.
Okay.
Well, we can go now.
Good night, fellas.
Well, gang, this is Ken Carpenter winding up another command performance from us to you. We hope this taught a strong lesson to the boys who asked that Jack Benny take Paulette Goddard on a heavy date. And along with those two favorites, tonight's playbill included B.S. Pulley, the hit song composer Hoagie Carmichael, the South American singer Miguelito Valdez, lovely Jerry Sullivan, Mel Blanc, and Frank Nelson. Until next week, good night to all of you from Command Performance USA. Thank you. Services Radio Service.